This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Yes, it is the Doug Steffen Good Day way to spend time each day on things that matter to you, things that are important, the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people that are the focus of all of our comings and goings. Jay Kirshner has graciously consented to spend time with all of us every day, and I'm very happy about that. We also have, by hook or by crook, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. So if there's something that comes out of your speaker that you don't like, blame him.
All right? Including things we say.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go back to Farm Aid from this past weekend. I have gone to, I think, four of these over the years, mostly because, as you know, my connection to my farm life and being a fan of Willie Nelson, pretty easy to get excited. I found after I'd been to a couple of them, though, that they were, it was tedious, and it was only tedious because mostly Neil Young sang the same songs in the same way and had the same things to say, and I found it, I get, and it's good that he supports the farmers and trying to help people. This started, by the way, back in 1985. And the reason was back then there were lots of farmers who were losing their farms. And fast forward to 2022, and guess what? There are more farmers who are losing their farms because of the focus of the big business of farming versus family farms. So it's been 37 years, and they've raised a lot of dough. One of the things that happened that was kind of sweet, Jay, over the weekend, was the fellow that owns the Indianapolis Cow. I started talking about this in the farm and food portion of the program. I didn't have enough time to pay homage to the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay, who at the concert on Saturday night wrote him a check for $1 million.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. It was
That's very, very awesome.
Yeah. So apparently he did it when Mellencamp was doing his set. So it's Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews is usually in the wings as well. So they've raised at this point $64 million to help family farms who are losing out because the big farm, the big conglomerates, and their factory farmers are trying to buy up the land. They're trying to push the little guys out of business. I had it happen to me. I know exactly what goes on. Back in 2004, when I decided I wanted to sell raw milk, I think raw milk is the healthiest, the best, and anybody who tells you that there's danger involved, if you believe anything I've ever told you in your life, that is about as bold-faced a lie as has ever been perpetrated by big ag and big government. I grew up on raw milk, and so have millions and millions. After all, before pasteurization, that was all there was.
Mm-hmm. Now, the only option.
Was there a good reason for pasteurization? Yeah, because the milk that was coming from some of the cows was coming from cows that were sick or they were living in squalor. The conditions were terrible. The milk, the bag, the cow, the udder, the teats were not washed properly and cleansed properly, so the milk that came out was contaminated. Yeah, everybody's going to get sick drinking that crap. But if you are clean, I'll tell you, when I was milking cows and selling the raw milk, it made me a much better farmer, a much better milker. Things were as clean as could be. And I sold 100 gallons plus of raw milk a day on my farm when I was milking over 100 cows. It was great. I'd like to go back to doing it. And anyway, that's just a side story to this business with Farm Aid and how they're doing the Lord's work, as it were. And so anyway, they had some stuff. Usually they have concessions at the this is a big event. I went to the one, last one I went to was in Chicago, as I recall. I went to one, it was down south, I think it was Raleigh, North Carolina. I went to one there. They have them all around the country. I have a couple times. Their headquarters are down the street. Every year we have somebody on the farm show that I do, American Family Farmer Show, which you can hear on most of the same stations that carry this program over the weekend. And it's a focus on what's going on the family farm and how to make things better and healthier for everybody, physically and mentally, and, you know, it's the whole deal. There's nothing better than farm life, in my mind. I have lived my entire life around animals, around cows, and it has contributed. Yesterday I was doing a tour around the farm, Jay. People come on the weekend, and so if I'm around and we're short-staffed, I'll jump on the tractor. I have an old Farmall M, which is as old as I am, that I have kept in shape, rehabbed, and I use that on the trailer. As a matter of fact, if you go to the farm website, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, I'm sure you'll see pictures and or some video of these tours and going out to the cows, and the cows come up to us, and we feed them bread, and the kids scream. It's just fun. The kids. The reason I do it is so that I teach the children that just because something's big, that doesn't mean you have to be afraid of it. It's not, you know, the cows, they stick their tongue out to grab the bread, and there was one little girl, I think she was about 8 or 10 maybe, and I had stopped the tractor, and I get off the tractor, and I walk back to talk to the folks that are in the wagon. And so we have this bread that we get from a bakery, and we, you know, cut it up and feed it to the cows. Cows love bread, and they love all pastries. They have real sweet tooth. They love that stuff. So anyway, they'll come, they'll stick their noses up on the side of the wagon, and then they'll stick out their tongues, and these little kids, it's hysterical. And then their mothers, who are sometimes a little hesitant as well, they don't quite know, nobody knows. Mm-hmm. No, these people have never seen a cow before. They don't know what a cow's like.
Well, so many kids and children, especially really young ones, they will look to their adult, their parent, or whoever they're with to see what their reaction is before they get their own. And a lot of times if the adult is calm and is okay with it, then the child feels a little bit more safe to be okay, too.
Yep. Anyway, this was a big event, packed, a lot of people there. They were focused on goats for some reason or another during the performance. There were a lot of other people besides Willie and Neil Young and John Mellencamp and Dave Matthews. Sheryl Crow was there. She's been at a few of these. She seems to like them, and they seem to like her. I don't know who Brittany Spencer is. Apparently a rising country star. I don't know who she is. Do you know who she is? You ever heard of her?
Yeah, I've heard of her. She's not super well-known across the board or anything yet.
But they bring a lot of young talent.
Star.
Yeah, when they do these, they bring a lot of young talent in. Chris Stapleton was there, and he's well known. Let's see here. Dave Matthews with a collaborator named Tim Reynolds, and I don't know Tim Reynolds.
Willie Nelson closed out the show at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
89.
God love the guy.
Wow, I wish I had the energy of Willie Nelson.
Yeah, good for him. Well, I mean, he'll tell you that it's because he smokes as much pot as he does. he's a wandering ambassador. For the matter of fact, he has his own. There are two brands that are now, you know, I'm going to digress here for a second because even though it's something I don't use and I don't promote, people have heard me tell the story of trying to build a cannabis grow on my farm to pay the mortgage off, the same as doing whatever the guys from Farm Aid do, same thing. And there are two, you know, around alcohol, the sin products, tobacco, alcohol, that sort of thing, there are brands that have become very well known, right? I mean, today I don't pay attention, I never did, except I knew what my mother smoked and what killed her were Kent cigarettes. And I think she drank a lot of Budweiser beer, and that didn't help her out any. But the liquor, the hard liquor that's around, what's the best, Johnny Walker? What are some of the best known brands of scotch or whiskey?
Was it Jack Daniels?
Daniels, yeah. Anyway, those well-known brands, the owners of those well-known brands, are planning over the next probably 3-4 years, maybe 4 or 5 years, to buy up all, as they did with tobacco. And they did it with liquor, alcohol, too. buy up and beer, all of the, you know, these like Coors bought up all these little microbreweries here, there, and everywhere. They got to be medium size. And that's really, when you start a business like that, that's oftentimes the hope. I'm going to start a business and somebody come along and buy me out. And so that's what's happened. And what the plan is that most of these secondary producers and brands of marijuana will be brought up by the bootstraps, if you will, and people who have invested in them will have a big cash out. And so the thing that's holding back the progress there is that there are no national brands, except there are two. There's a Willie Nelson brand of pot, and there is a Grateful Dead brand of pot. I think it's Grateful Dead. Is it? Yeah, I think it's the Grateful Dead. And there, that, you know, you can kind of imagine how you could easily identify a brand of pot with Willie Nelson, and you also do the same thing with the Grateful Dead. So, and probably with any, right? Isn't that what a doobie is? The Doobie Brothers were called Doobie Brothers because they smoked pot.
Is that right? Is that why they got their name?
Well, isn't that what it's called, a doobie?
Well, yeah, that's one of the slang terms for it, but I didn't realize that that was the reason, too.
Yes, that's why they're called the Doobie Brothers. And they were originally called something else. I can't remember what they were called originally. But anyway, so that's the thread here. And so it'll be interesting to see where that all goes. But even if Willie's a bad guy because he smokes pot, he's a good guy because he has helped. He's set a tone, I think, that's been kind of fun, even though everybody laughs about how much pot he smokes. Obviously, it hasn't hurt him that much because he's 89 and he's still performing. So how much, you know, it's like anything else, kind of. It's how your body adjusts to whatever it is you're putting into it, right? It's like the shots, the flu shots. Some people accepted them and they worked, and others didn't because your body chemistry is different. Anyway, so congratulations to the folks that were involved in Farm Aid over the weekend, especially the owner of the team that gave him $1 million. It's 18 after the hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The findings from this large-scale prospective cohort study suggest a potential direct association between higher artificial sweetener consumption, especially aspartame and sucralose, and increased cardiovascular disease risk. Artificial sweeteners are present in thousands of food and beverage brands worldwide.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, one of my faves. Ah, yeah, I know. I was just talking about doobies and stuff. So this fit right into the fold. It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's time for us to focus on some of the trending things from social media. You can always give us your 2 cents worth on whatever is going on here on the program. Facebook and Instagram, you find us at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And some of the comments that we relate to the rest of the world come from YOU. Interesting to get the reaction. John Hartman, who was 72, one of the co-founders of the Doobies and the original drummer for them, has passed away. This is somebody who they described him as having a wild spirit. I would say that's probably a good way of putting into perspective what, you know, these guys that started in the 70s, I think actually they started around, they were in the around late 60s, if I remember correctly, when they first started. But anyway, they became very popular in the early 70s, and they've released hits for, after that, you know, 20 some odd years.
Mm-hmm. Saying previously about, I don't know why I never put the two together about the Doobie Brothers smoking doobies and how they kind of got their name. I don't know why that never clicked to me, started like reading up about it because you also mentioned they were called something else. And while I couldn't find what they were originally called, it was a fellow musician who gave them that suggestion of calling themselves the Doobie Brothers, and they were like, yeah, whatever, and they decided to use it for a few gigs and were like, let's just do this as a placeholder until we come up with something better.
Yeah, right.
It was such a hit that they just never came up with anything better.
Yeah. So they had a great run. Some of the best songs of the, I sound like I'm doing the best music of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. On FM 7, you know, that's all these phony balonies on these stations today. At any rate, they have had 8 studio albums, and they were all fabulous. So if you asked me, And I should have said this to James when he was pulling stuff out, because I just say, all right, find us the Doobie Brothers song. The best song they ever, 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 ever recorded is Jesus Is Just All Right. If you've never heard that song and you have a chance to listen to it, it is just absolutely fabulous. Jesus Is Just All Right. Well, I can't do it like they do it, but fabulous stuff. Anyway, the passing of John Hartman to be noted here. Also, let's see what else is going on in the celebrity world. Excuse me. Johnny Depp, according to sources close to the actor, is dating the lawyer that represented him. Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, from the UK trial. He was dating her pretty much throughout the US trial, but she didn't represent him in the US. It was during the previous UK trial against Amber Heard. And she is in the process of going through a divorce, has already been separated for quite some time. And apparently sources close to them say that while they are dating, they're not, like, exclusively dating.
They are both
free to
fooling around. Her name is Joelle Rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her name. Okay, so this
worked out well for George Clooney. Why not?
You're talking about the other one there, the lawyer there. Yeah, right. Okay, so we have that in perspective. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soon-to-be Hurricane Ian is projected to hit the west coast of Florida by midweek. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Sunday.
Going in landfall, I think right now they're projecting on the National Hurricane Center to go enter Florida about Taylor County. And it's important to know what that means. That really is an estimate of a variety of different models. There are some models that want to tug this thing more deep into the Florida panhandle. There are also some that want to bring it for landfall in the Tampa Bay region.
The Golden State is focused on illegal immigrants over the crime and homeless problem plaguing California. People that cross the U.S. border illegally in California will soon have a new way to obtain state identification cards. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday signed the bill. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA. Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a Chick-fil-A worker. Did you see this, Jay? Who jumped into action to stop a carjacking. Now, this is down in Florida. This young employee sprang into action after a man stole the car keys in the parking lot of the Chick-fil-A.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, 34 after the hour. How do you do? How do you do?
Very well, like thank you, and you.
Congratulations, and I'm doing very well as well. Thank you for asking. The questions are always good at the beginning of each of our segments because it gets you to think about what's going on. And so the question could be raised, Jay, what is going on? What's good? Here's a dynamic duo from Wall Street that have passed a huge milestone as far as charitable history is concerned. We were talking about Farm Aid earlier, excuse me, and then get the from the football owner in was it Indianapolis? It was Indianapolis, right? I wasn't saying
mm-hmm.
Louis,
yep,
it was Indianapolis.
Colts.
Yeah. So now we have another charitable focus, shall we put it that way. Here's a couple of guys from Wall Street paying off the medical debt for 3.6 million Americans. How in the world do you do that?
Isn't that amazing? Former debt collectors now paying off other people's debt.
Yeah. The Occupy Wall Street movement was what pushed these guys over the edge, Jerry Ashton and Craig Antico. This goes back about 10 years. They had a chance encounter which inspired Ashton and Antico to join a small group who were determined to make a difference by paying off the medical and student loan debts for random strangers. These people, they never met them. It was called the Rolling Jubilee. So, remember Occupy, all that stuff that went on back then? Mm-hmm. And these two guys managed to raise enough in donations from their peers to help buy up the debt. $40 million in overdue debt, medical debt. Do you know that that's the number one reason for declaring for individual bankruptcy in this country? Is because of the ridiculous cost.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to the insurance companies, the medical. It's not doctors. Some people, oh, it's greedy doctors. Well, doctors have a lot of expense to become doctors. So I don't begrudge. Listen,
and
I'd rather the guy.
Is not cheap.
Well, but wouldn't you rather have, it's kind of like an investor. I'd rather the guy investing my money was a kajillionaire driving around in a Bentley than some guy driving a Ford Escort. I think it just, hello, stands to reason you've got a better chance of somebody who's good at it. And the same is true of doctors. If you have to have an operation, don't you want to go? If I ever have to have an operation, I'm going to Mass General. I don't want to go there for much of anything else, but I know that between them or UCLA Medical Center, Cedars-Sinai, maybe I'd go to Cleveland Clinic. Actually,
I might start at the Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah, I am too. I might start there. Anyway, to get back to these guys, they have, because of the problem, they were trying to raise $14 million at first, and they offer... You know, this is like anybody else that's in business, a debt collector, they'll accept. So you owe $100, they'll take $30, right? You know, that kind of stuff. That's what all those ads.
They buy your debt for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, right. And that's what happens. You see these ads on TV for people who are going to fix your credit card debt. That's what they do. And then they write it off. I don't think it's a scam, but it's an interesting reality. Let's put it that way.
Well, and when you think about it, how many people are trying to figure out whether or not to buy the medication that they currently need versus paying some kind of utility like the water bill? Or do I put this money towards the debt I've already incurred or accrued? And, like, when you just think about that, and what is it that is big in conversation is insulin, where people are dying for something they should not be dying from because they can't afford certain things because the price of insulin keeps going up.
Mm-hmm. So the company has matriculated into what they call the, I guess we could translate it, RIP medical debt, rest in peace. Right, mm-hmm. Right? That's what they call it now.
Yeah, saying goodbye to it. Mackenzie Scott, Jeff Bezos' ex, this is the place where she donated the $50 million.
Yeah. Yep. So let's see how this... this all shakes out. One of the things that comes to light when you look at this is how much, if the medical people will take, or the businesses, the hospital company, whatever, will take 5 cents on the dollar, even 50 cents on the dollar, it tells you how much money. Now, they'll say to you, because of guys like this, they have to charge you and the insurance companies more. How much of that is right? How much of it is true? And how much of it is a bunch of hooey? I see that Senator Malarkey from Massachusetts now wants to get the Census Bureau to collect data on Americans' ability to pay their medical bills, their utility bills, and their fuel bills. And with one thing in mind, I think it's good to have that info, but also what comes of it will be a guarantee, ignoring this guy, that there'll be a bill after they find out what the story is to pay off utility bills, fuel bills, kind of like what these guys did, but it was the private sector, not the public sector. And so there will be an argument. Should we pay utility bills? It's like the college, should we pay everybody's college tuition? And we didn't. Didn't go as far, it was very unfair, mm-hmm. actually. Very ill-timed and ill-thought-out. It was just like, okay, somebody woke up one day, let's pay off up to $20,000.
And it doesn't fix the root of the problem.
No, not at all. It doesn't address it at all. And neither does the business with the utility companies, the amount of money that they're paying. I just found out yesterday, because I'm going to do solar, I'm involved in a development project on a farm nearby here. We're developing a farm into what we call an agrohood, building and development around a farm. And so I want to put solar on all of the buildings, all the homes, everything. And I found out that there is a new twist on some of this stuff when it comes to solar. And there are a lot of great incentives for doing it, government incentives, tax credits, that kind of thing. But there are also a lot of scams. I mean, real serious scams. But in this circumstance, one of the problems that's been created here is the utility companies are making it so difficult for those who want to get solar, because the individual company in an individual community will control your access or lack thereof, and your ability to get it done, because they can put all kinds of roadblocks in the way, and there's really not much you can do about it. The government hasn't gotten involved to make it easier. But wouldn't you think, with all the hooting and hollering about, oh, we've got to do something to save the environment, so why the hell aren't they in the shorts of these people from the utility companies to make it easy for people mm-hmm. who want to convert to solar? Instead, they made it hugely difficult because they can't make any real money with anything that's not fossil fuel. So these old fossils are trying to keep the old system going. Meanwhile, these phonies in Washington are going through the motions of doing all of this stuff, and they create these, you know, okay, let's have an idiot in California, Gavin Newsom. Everybody's got to drive an electric car by 2035. Okay, so how are you going to power them, you boob? And now he's going to use that. He's trying to get some steam up because he wants mm-hmm. to run for president. Oh, man.
Those rolling blackouts and, it's too hot. Don't run any energy.
No. Let's not do that. All right, some other economic news here. The housing market is tough for home buyers. I don't know whether it's sellers. The situation has changed for sellers. I was talking to my son when I brought my kids. I know summer's over now because my children's visitations are over. They come starting right after the 4th of July, and Brendan and his wife and my little buddy, Jasper. You get any pictures? You put any pictures up of him with me?
The ones when they first got there.
Yeah. He was... Anyway, also, not to be to digress.
He's so stinking cute.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, so cute.
The two of them together. Miles is like that, and Miles is cute in his own. And I know this sounds lousy. You're always talking about your grandchildren. Well, if you're a grandparent, are you not always talking about your grandchildren? Hello. Freshen up there, folks. So we were talking about Megan and Matthew and Miles are going to move. They live on South Beverly Glen now in Westwood. And they're going to move looks like they're coming over to Culver City or someplace that's Mar Vista, probably over in that area. And they're trying to get a place that's twice as big and twice as expensive, but they still don't have enough money for a down payment for a house. And they can rent a bigger house, which is what they need to do. But now, as I'm looking at that, because I'm looking for a place for this winter out there as well. And I'd like to be kind of around where they are, looking at some of the things. I missed a place in Palisades a couple of weeks ago because I didn't have time to go out and look at it, and it was gonzo. But the rate, because the rate for interest has gone up to now about 6.3% for mortgage money, that'll affect if you're buying, let's say you bought a place and you're using it for rental income. Well, that would affect what you're charging, right? Whatever your expenses are, they're going to be reflected in what you charge for rent. So the rents are going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough whether you're buying a home or renting a home. It is a tough time it hurts.
It is. Right, well, now. And renting, the monthly rent is more than what a monthly mortgage is. But like you were just talking about with your children, that if you don't have that initial down payment, which is so much more in the first time basis, then you can't afford to pay a lower monthly fee as a mortgage versus
rent. So what are you going to do? You're buying. You're in the mood.
Yeah, we're buying. We're going to buy.
Found the house you're going to buy yet? You got all the financing
set? We found a few that we're still looking into. Most of them are not fixer-uppers, but they need some work. We're still in the area where a lot of people are thinking that they can get so much more money than what the house is actually worth. So there's, waiting for people to come down. And we have been seeing a lot of pricing decreases as we wait.
Right.
So, we have a few, but we are in a fortunate situation that we sold a house. So we have that money that we can put down to buy another house.
Well,
not everybody has that.
No, that's true. Not everybody has it. And so you just, you have to kind of play it by ear. But it's not, we had a great time selling way above price. Money was cheap. So now you're going to, this is always what happens. Up and down, ebb and flow, in and out. So it may be a tough time. That's not the headline. The headline is that you have the ability, you have a roof over your head, and that things are okay. People are still buying homes. People are selling homes. People would be renting places. The business continues. The world is not coming to an end as much as the New York Times and CNN would like to have you think the world is coming to an end because the cost of money has gone up. The reason for the cost of money going up is something we could argue about because it seems like there is, the origins of the spending, in my mind, no question why we have a problem. It's because of all the spending of the pandemic. So now, how do we dig ourselves out of that? That's the question I think we're all asking ourselves. 48 after the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
For our visit with Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler, who is the host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the fabulous the international fame these two have. They're known.
I think we have a station or two in Canada, which makes us an international.
That's it, right. It's like an international airport. If somebody lands from Prince Edward Island, it's an international airport.
That's right.
All right, so each week we go through some of your questions and answers. You submit them to Tommy at Money Pit. There are several different addresses, but basically you'll find a home at moneypit.com, and they have lots of things that will be helpful to you. So let's see what this listener wants to know. Natalie lives in Minnesota listening to us. She has a new home, fairly new wood-burning stove for her home. It was installed according to the manufacturer's recommendations. She says her problem, it works so well, the drywall behind the stove gets hot. So what does that mean? Are we going to have a fire? I suppose that's a question that's worth, right? Isn't that if it's getting that hot? Hello?
She wants to know if drywall has a flash point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, drywall's got paper on it, but I'd be more worried about the wood frame, you know, behind it.
Yeah, right. Or the floor. They probably have those steel things on the floor.
We don't know. I mean, the thing is, when you put a wood stove in, it's got to be put in accordance with the National Fire Protection Association guidelines, and that usually means, and the manufacturer's guidelines. So let's say that you don't have, like, a heat shield behind it. You need to have 3 feet of space between the wood stove and the wall. It can't be any closer than that.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a heat shield, that space can be reduced. But that's something that has to be done in accordance with the specifications of the manufacturer. If that wall is getting that hot,
oof,
I'd be concerned about it, and I would have it checked by an expert, Natalie, because that is super dangerous.
Yep.
Those stoves really radiate a lot of heat, and there are just way too many fires that are caused every year because they're not installed right.
So I have, we're going to build a year-round farmer's market at the farm in one of the barns.
Uh-huh.
And we have some wood stoves that we've put in various places in these barns. And the reason that they have not been a problem is because the floor is concrete, the right. walls are concrete, and the frame, the superstructure is steel. Right. So we're not going to have that problem. We vent them right outside one of the windows. But it's kind of cool because it provides with plenty of heat. But that's the rare exception. You've got yeah. most everything
and
is
I guess
wood
you
frame
have ways to protect the you know the people that are shopping from these stoves as well.
Yeah, you put a little you put the cage around it. Much as anything else, you know. Hello, who wants to get sued because some idiot put their finger on a hot stove?
Right.
Duh. Amazing how that happens,
people
right?
People do that, yep.
Yes, they do. I want
to
see, is this really hot? Yeah. Okay, let's see what's happening in the Money Pit podcast. Looks like we are, because of the tropical storm and the hurricanes and stuff, this day we are looking at this tropical storm, Ian. So what do you have, what are you offering people for preparations as we get into the stormy season? Maybe not just the hurricanes, but we're getting into winter, boo.
Well, it's always a good idea to be prepared for a storm, you know, because... Yeah. Of course, people think about it when hurricane is, you know, rolling down the coast or tornadoes hit the inlands.
Yeah.
But it's always important to be prepared. So we advise the steps that you should take to do that, like having a storm bucket or box ready to go, kind of a go-to bag, right? Making sure you have a to-do list so that you'll know to do things like pick up prescription drugs, fill your propane tanks, go to the bank,
yep.
you know, get your important phone number together.
Hello, common sense, ding, ding, ding,
right.
ding, ding.
No, but we gave you, we provide a checklist this week on all the things that you ought to be thinking about should a storm happen to hit.
Good. All right, that's smart.
Yep.
Now, in addition to the radio program, in addition to the podcast, there also is a newsletter that you can access by going to moneypit.com/newsletter. What a clever way of presenting that. And there's always, I find it interesting how often you go back to the paintbrush thing, because this is a question everybody asks. How do you get a good one? There are cheap ones, and do you buy cheap ones because you don't want to clean the old one and you throw it away and start fresh, or what do?
You know, the thing is, Doug, people want to get paint done, right, as quickly as possible.
Yep.
And they tend to buy cheap paint. And they buy even cheaper paintbrushes. And you get what you pay for when it comes to a good quality paintbrush. You're not going to have a good application of the paint. It's not going to lay right on the wall. And you're going to see brush marks and unevenness that's just not good. So it is important to get a good quality paintbrush. I use the Purdy brushes. And I've got some that actually have lasted for years.
Wow.
I throw them out every time. You just clean them and it does a good job.
Check it out. MoneyPit.com/newsletter. Tommy the K here at 59 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.